Welcome to the fourth season of Suena Wiki, a space dedicated to talk about Wikimedia projects, the Wikimedia movement, and everything involving or favoring free knowledge. My name is Francesc Fort, and today we will talk about the new Wikimedia Foundation project called Sound Logo. For this reason, we have a guest, Merdad Bourzaki, the lead movement communications specialist for the foundation. Thank you for accepting the invitation, Merdad. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Francesc. I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, let's start from the beginnings. Could you explain your role to our audience?
Sure. Hi, everyone, whoever is listening, wherever you are. My name is Merdad Bourzaki, as Francesc already mentioned. It's really a pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me. Francesc, actually, I didn't know you would be hosting today, so it's nice to connect again. For our audiences, I actually had the pleasure of working very closely with Francesc. It's already been maybe 3 years during the movement strategy discussions, and of course, after that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 2019 indeed.
Yes, that's when we started. So yes, I work for a team at the foundation called Movement Communications, and we're actually a relatively new team, just over a year that we've all come together, and we're actually still expanding and growing and really maturing as a team. And our focus is to bring together, especially by building bridges between the foundation and really the breadth and depth of our movement. In places where there are already bridges and thriving connections, then we try to nurture and strengthen those. And in places where they don't exist, we really try to connect and bridge and bring people together.
Well, this is a necessary task. And I'm actually curious on how can you make this task or how your team works for the Wikimedia community.
Sure. Actually, before I begin, I'm a beginner Spanish speaker, but Suena, it's not dream, is it? What's Suena?
Yeah, it is. Suena with an ñ, it's to dream.
Yeah.
Suena is to sound. It's sound,
oh my God.
Sound wiki. So it's quite similar to the sound logo.
The sound logo. So
in the future.
Yes, this is the perfect platform for it. What we try to do is really make it easy for our movement partners, our friends, our colleagues, whether it's individuals or groups, to know where to come, who to reach if they need something from the foundation. We try to make connections. And at the same time, with our colleagues, we try to link them to different groups and different individuals in the movement. We also try to, we call it air traffic control. If you remember, Frances, at different times, community has been maybe overburdened by many consultations going on at the same time or many conversations happening. And something else that we do is try to balance this out or put it in a cadence. So then when we know, for example, for the next few months, it's a discussion on Universal Code of Conduct, we try to not jam the channels and have too many things going on at the same time. Of course, this is something we love and hate in the movement, when at any given moment there's so much going on, and that's sometimes actually really wonderful, but other times it could be draining. And so as much as possible, we also try to balance this out. We also celebrate, so our team organizes Wikimania, and we also do the Wikimedian of the Year celebration, for example.
Great. Let's talk about something that we have advanced a little bit, that it has been kind of surprise, no, to discover the existence of a sound logo project. And I believe that we don't have yet many clues about this. Could you please help us to understand what's going on?
Sure. And this is really the perfect time. The Sound Logo project is actually one of my projects, and I'm leading the community side of things. This is actually kind of a big project because it's really shaping up to be like cross-departmental in the effort, because as you can imagine, it is working with the communications department. That's where I am. but also it really is becoming a foundation-wide effort, because we obviously have to work closely with our colleagues in the legal team, for example, on things like copyrights and later in the registration. And also we will be working really closely with our partnership colleagues to make sure that once there is a sound logo, it's actually used by the platforms where we would like it to be used, and where we would like our content and really the work of the volunteers to be better attributed. I'm also doing this with my friend and colleague, Victor Grigas. You know, he's very well known to many community members because he used to, he's a longtime Wikimedian himself. But to tell you a little bit about the project, so I think most of us are familiar with voice-operated virtual assistants. You know, Siri, Alexa, Google. My phone just lit up when I said that. And whether we like them or not, I mean, there are many opinions around them and how ubiquitous they become. You know, sometimes I think about 2001 Space Odyssey when I think of how far we've come. But regardless, we know that everywhere in the world, people are increasingly using voice-operated virtual assistants. And so, first of all, I mean, the way people are seeking knowledge is changing. This is a fact. We know this even a few years ago, maybe a decade ago or so, we had to adapt to mobile because we realized that more and more people are accessing information through mobile rather than desktop. And it's even more so the case now. Many people don't even have access to desktops, period. And then they may have, you know, their first introduction to the internet is through the phone. And this is also a similar pattern to voice assistants all over the world. And so at the moment, sometimes when people seek knowledge or seek information through virtual assistants, sometimes it's not attributed at all. Like I myself was really blown away when I realized how many knowledge graphs, things that we don't even know, come from our projects. This is even beyond Wikipedia, but a lot of big tech providers of information are actually just sweeping Wikidata and others. And so this is not often attributed. And even if it is, sometimes, you know, Alexa will say according to Wikipedia or according to English Wikipedia, but this is not consistent. And so our hope is that we create a sound logo for Wikimedia, really a sonic identity where over time, when a listener hears this, they know that the source of information was from Wikimedia. And of course, to create this sound logo, we are going to have a global contest. You know very well that we do a lot of contests. We have all kinds of mechanisms to do logos, but we've never done a sound logo. So this is actually really exciting, really fun. We're kind of creating something new that could, you know, last for a very long time. And I can't wait for it to begin.
Which will be the main benefits for the community, derived from the existence of this new initiative?
Good question. Well, first of all, proper attribution of our content in a completely new platform. That excites me. Beyond Wikipedia, but also Wikimedia Commons, Wikidata, Wikisource, other projects, we're really hoping that a unifying sound for Wikimedia brings attention to our values, brings attention to the work of the volunteers behind the scenes. In the world of misinformation and disinformation, right now it's, you know, prevalent around the world. Maybe hearing this sound in some ways will be comforting for listeners because they know it's coming from Wikimedia projects. Think about it. What does learning sound like to you? Or what does question and answer sound like to you? There's so many ways to get creative. And I think whenever we can have an opportunity to come together and create, that's something to celebrate. In the movement, we love to learn. And this project is also about experimenting. And it's doing that in a relatively new area, which is sound and sound logo, which is a new concept in a familiar space. And something else that could be really cool is, and actually I've spoken to a few commoners and they are quite excited about this, is that through this contest, there could actually be a large contribution of sounds on Commons, which is really super exciting. I'll tell you a little bit about this later, but we are planning to create an external website on WordPress that is super easy to use, really simple, really accessible. This is actually similar to how a lot of photography contests or photography uploads are done in the movement. And so this is where we would do, you know, a vandalism check, make sure everything's okay, and then upload the files on Commons with proper attributions. So you can imagine, you know, tens, hundreds, maybe thousands of new CC by share alike audio files available on Commons. So I think even beyond the immediate benefit of better attribution, especially attribution in an environment or on audio platforms, there will also be a lasting gift of a variety of audio files and comments for people to use and reuse.
I like how it sounds, and I'm somehow curious.
Was that a plan?
No. It's. I mean, I'm a little bit commoner, so I see. No, the reuse of. You know, there's a lot of possibilities of reusing many new files. And when it comes to the foundation, what or which is the expectation about this project?
Absolutely. Before we get into that, I actually wanted to share with you that on the existing meta page, which we're going to really develop before we consult communities in about 2 weeks, we've actually already started a little library of free sounds. These are sounds that are in public domain or CC0. And just like, I mean, I love it. I can get so nerdy about this because there's so many sounds. Even, you know, just thinking of like puzzle, there's like a click, sound of enlightenment. Think of sounds of crowds. Like what does travel sound like to you? There's so many cool things and ways we can combine and recombine sounds. Anyway, there's already this space, so if people are interested, they can go explore, and we'll make sure that once the conversations begin, we'll keep promoting that. But about what's expected from the foundation, I guess one is to lead an awesome contest or support the movement to be able to contribute from everywhere, pretty much. You know, phase one was about asking the movement if they would even be interested in such a thing. So this was last year in 2021, around the same time where there are a lot of conferences happening in the movement. Obviously, these used to be in person, but, you know, between October and November, often we have a lot of events, Wiki Arabia, WikiCon North America, Wiki German-speaking WikiCon, Indaba, CEE, there's a lot happening. So my colleagues at that time attended different community events. They talked about it. They presented this idea just to be like, should we even proceed with this? The answer really was yes, yes, yes. This is exciting. We want to know more. Let's do it. Now we're entering phase two, which will begin at the end of May, and we'll run for 3 weeks, which is we are presenting a very basic contest proposal, and this is really based on existing best practices, whether different contexts or different competitions, and we're actually presenting this proposal to the movement to get feedback. We really want to get everyone excited, and we're hoping that over time, even just in the process of sharing this out, more and more people will learn about this. I know personally that there are many musicians in the movement. There are all kinds of musically inclined Wikimedians, or all kinds of projects, from bird sounds to people who capture celebrity voices to say their name, so you can have that on Wikipedia. Anyway, there's a lot of audio enthusiasts, but sound production isn't the same. And so we're really hoping that over time, we also plan on doing different workshops. People really become familiar with what it means to create sounds and what tools are available. For this, we're also really open to all kinds of suggestions. And so conversations will begin in May. We'll present the proposal to the movement, see how we can make it better, how we can create something together. And then The next phase, which we hope to begin sometime after Wikimania, would be to run the contest itself. And we're really hoping that this can also bring a new wave of interest to commons, including professional musicians and others. And phase three is the contest itself, which will run for about 4 weeks. Then there'll be a review round by a committee, which will include community members, and then there'll be a final public vote on commons. So we're just at the beginning of phase two, and yeah, over the next few weeks, we'll be sharing the contest proposal with folks, and really excited to hear the expertise and the suggestions on how to build on it together.
I like that we have new ideas, but we all know that new ideas have risk and also main challenges. Does the Sound logo have any of them?
Great question. You know, I would have to say I feel pretty confident that so far in conversations I've had, like this one with you today and in others, people are excited on so many levels. The fact that we're creating something new, the fact that the project will have an everlasting gift of new assets to the movement. The part I'm worried about is, what if we don't get enough submissions? What if people think that, oh, this is really above my head, and I play my violin and I love it, but like I can't create a sound. And I really hope that that doesn't hold people back. I really hope that people, even if they're like, ooh, a museum sounds to me like this, that they go out there, capture it and share it and be really okay with that. At the same time, I've also thought about what if we are overwhelmed with submissions? What if we get thousands? And so this will be hard to manage. Actually, for this, in the proposal that we'll share, we are suggesting that there will be one entry per person, and each entry have up to three files or three different sound bites in it. This way, we're hoping that over time, it encourages people to maybe, you know, take time with their idea and share with us something that they feel confident about, rather than just sharing any first production. That part, if they just want to share something, by all means, they can add it to the sound library, and that would be very welcome. And I guess one risk that remains, which is beyond this conversation and our scope, is, you know, what if the sound logo is not used by the big tech companies that we hope to use it? And for that, that's exactly why we're partnering with Massive Music. Massive Music specializes in sound logos all over the world, and we're really hoping that in them being involved, in them doing a review of the submissions, they'll be able to share some expertise about what makes a good sound logo. Also, Massive Music will be leading some of the community workshops, especially one at Wikimania, where we really hope people come and people really begin to play with audio.
This is great because, as you probably know, I personally know people whose participation in the design of a sound logo, I mean, I believe that it will be interesting. So, in order that I can invite them, could you please repeat I believe that right now we are in phase two, but when will be able, people like me, will be able to invite people to join to this campaign?
Sure. So phase two is about the contest. It's more about the information. And I'm hoping that that begins the week of May 23. So for those 3 weeks, it's more about like, are we doing the contest well, the design well, what do you think? That's also a good time to get people interested. Right now, our space on MetaWiki, it's communications/sound logo. There's also a little sign up where people can, there's an area where people can sign up if they want to remain informed. So we make sure that we ping them. I would say starting late May or even now, start telling people that the sound contest is coming, and for them to start thinking really like, how can I capture the sound of Wikipedia or the sound of Wikimedia projects in 3 to 5 seconds? You know, what does it sound like? I mean, I've had all kinds of dreams of like, ooh, maybe it'll be a didgeridoo, maybe it'll be a whale sound combined with crickets, combined with chalk on a board, combined with, you know, footsteps or crowds. There's so many things people can do. So please spread the word. As I mentioned, over the next little while, it'll be about the contest design, in case people have better suggestions on how we can run the contest. And then workshops coming up, especially one at Wikimania. And then afterwards, the contest begins. So people can already start thinking about production, capturing all kinds of sounds and really creating a song. Also, some of the specifics will be shared when we do. Like, for example, we are suggesting no words because we really want the sound logo to be free of language. So we don't want it to say like Wikipedia or in different languages. We would rather keep away from words. But a lot of these suggestions are open. And so if people have, you know, really, really strong opinion about some other aspect of this, or people have other themes, that's the time to share it with us over late May and June. But otherwise, you know, start thinking about that sound logo. What does Wikimedia sound like to you?
Well, Wikimedia Spoil Projects, which is the producer of this podcast, is a user group helping to the growth and development of the sister projects, such as Wikivoyage, Wikinews, etc. And how can the sound logo be implemented in those non-developed projects?
Well, in some ways, actually, Commons will be at the absolute forefront and center of this project. I know Commons is by no means a small project, but at the same time, it's also, maybe even unfortunately, it's not very well known out there in the world. I personally think Commons it's an absolute treasure trove of media, but I would say most people in the world, they probably don't know it at all. If they know it, it's probably through other search engines, not through Commons. And you know, a lot of people complain about the user interface, but I'm hoping that this project actually brings a lot of positive attention to Commons. And of course, the voting will be on Commons. So we're hoping that even in the process of maybe professional musicians submitting things, it will kind of encourage them to also sign up to Commons and maybe continue to contribute. And also, really, this is an open invitation to all communities, including of smaller sister projects of Wikipedia, to think about the sound that will, maybe the sound that unifies all of Wikimedia together.
Great. Finally, do you have anything to share about the project or this podcast?
Yes, definitely. I mean, again, I'm thankful for your time. I also know you're musically inclined yourself. I also know you have access to many community members, different regions. So I really, first of all, I thank you for inviting me to be here today. It's always wonderful to be acquainted and to participate in community initiatives like this, Suena Wiki, which is awesome. And for me, I always appreciate new initiatives in new spaces and different formats, one such as this. And yeah, I'm just very grateful for your time and attention. And I ask that you let community members know, you get people excited that we are together. We're going to create a sound of Wikimedia, and we're going to do it in a wiki way. So get people to start thinking. And that's it. Muchas gracias, Frances.
Well, our time is over, and we will be very pleased if it's you, the one who closes this episode. So please give us your last words.
Will do. And that's it for this episode of Suena Wiki. My name is Merdad Porzaki, and thanks for inviting me. And a special thank you to my colleague and dear friend, Giselle Brody. It's Giselle Bordoy, isn't it?
Bordoy. No, but don't worry, I can edit it, so you can repeat the word, that it's not a problem.
And that's it for this episode of Suena Wiki. My name is Merdad Porzaki, and thanks for inviting me. And a special thank you to my colleague and dear friend, Giselle Bordoy. Senior Global Movement Communication Specialist for Latin America at the Wikimedia Foundation, who connected these cool projects together. Remember, you can reach this podcast in, you can reach this podcast at suena.wikisp.org and podcast.wikisp.org. See ya, gracias y hasta luego.